Good morning.
Blog Talk
and welcome
Radio.
To the internet. Good morning and welcome to the International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Nefreda Thomas, and I'll be your guest host along with the Call to Conquer Masterminders. I am here in our virtual studio with some of my mastermind partners, Minister Imelda Wallace and Mrs. Natasha Jones, who will be greeting our callers this morning. We have a wonderful show planned for you this morning, and we are inviting all of you to join in this discussion. It promises to be extremely enlightening. This is our first week of hosting, and we are so excited and honored to start our Saturday morning with you, our loyal listeners, with such an awesome topic. Before we get into our topic for the morning, I would like to take a few minutes to introduce ourselves to you. Since we will be with you over the next 4 weeks, you are listening to Blog Talk Radio with Call to Conquer Mastermind Group with the International Mastermind Association. I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or friend and tell them that we're on the air right now so that they can join us via internet by logging on to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or by phone by dialing into 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking to you, you can also join us in the chat room or you can log on through your Facebook account. Make a comment and let us know you're listening and post your questions there as well. I am Nefreda Thomas, your host for the day, and I have been a masterminder for over 20 years, and I am gainfully employed and an entrepreneur. I am an Avon representative, and I love it. It is based on what I put into it, and it has been very rewarding. I am also the vice president of IMA. I am also the vice president of IMA, where I have been for the past maybe 10 years in that position. I really enjoy what I do with IMA. It has been a blessing to my life and to so many others that have been involved with me as we go forward. And right now I'm going to introduce our next guest, our next host, Ms. Natasha Jones. And she's also a part of Mastermind, and she's a part of our group. And she's going to be working our back room for us today. Natasha, would you be so kind as to go ahead and share with us about what's going on with you?
Based on the mastermind concept. As a masterminder, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for coordination of knowledge and effort in the spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our life, which is spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, education, recreational, and creativity. You must have goals and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. For more information about IMA Masterminders Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or Facebook. Follow us by liking our page as well. We want to say hi to our founder and president of IMA, Ms. Ann McNeil, the master builder, Building Minds. I am sure she is out there listening with all of you, and many join us at this point during our broadcast. Ms. Ann McNeil, are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ann McNeil, the master builder, building stronger and better lives, and welcome all of our listening audience as we join the Call to Conquer group today and the rest of the month of April. So we're all very excited to listen to what you have to share with us today, Loretta and Natasha. And I'm sure Imelda is with you also today, right?
Yes, she is.
Okay, well, we're still waiting to hear from Natasha to tell us a little bit about herself and what she does for a living. Thank you.
Hi, I'm an insurance agent with various companies. I've been doing audio and video for about 10 years, as well as I'm an entrepreneur as well with OrganoGold. Nefreda, go ahead and take it away.
Thank you so much for that, Natasha. Would you be so kind as to allow us to introduce our third member, which would be Ms. Imelda, Minister Imelda Wallace. And she's going to tell you a little bit about herself and how Mastermind has been a blessing to her life. And we're looking to hear from her. Hi, welcome, Imelda.
Hi, good morning. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, good morning, Dr. Ann McNeil. My name is Imelda Wallace. I am a court clerk. I work for the Family Court Division for Miami-Dade County. I'm also a part of the Mastermind group called Call to Conquer. It is truly an honor to be with you all this morning. I'm so excited about the call. I don't even know where to begin, but I look forward to questions and comments and for the show today.
Thank you so much, Imelda. We appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into our discussion, I'd like to look back a little bit on some of the things that were discussed on last week. Last week, we had a wonderful show with Cheryl Duncan and Ms. Pat Edwards that talked about the 6 years, or the six ghosts that Napoleon Hill so kindly calls them, of fear. And they really talked about what those fears were. What we want to do is talk about how to cure them. And we want to go into that later in a few minutes. But before we do that, we want to find out if there's anybody that would like to have a question or call in, have your family members call in. We'd like to give you those numbers again. Natasha, would you please give some information about how to join in on this call with us this morning?
Yes, I can. You are listening to I Am Ann. We are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich with Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling into the show at 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1. Or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. Go ahead, Nefreda.
Thank you so much for that, Natasha. What we'd like to do now is go straight into our discussion for the morning. We're going to be in Think and Grow Rich, the newest version that was printed. And we're going to be on we're going to look back on the page that we started with Cheryl Duncan and Pat Edwards on last week and just do a little brief recap. So for our new listeners who may not have been with us on last week are clear on where we are and what we'll be discussing today. It is our epilogue. It is on page 238 in the new version, page 238, is the epilogue, How to Outwit the Six Ghosts of Fear. And the six ghosts that Cheryl and Pat talked about on last week were poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love of some or of someone, old age, and death. Those are the six goals that, according to Napoleon Hill, are synonymous for all of us. And today we want to have our audience to participate with us. So we want everybody to get out a pencil and paper, and we're going to go through what some of those things may be and how do we cure that, how do we overcome those so that we're not stunted in our growth as we move forward. So what I'd like to do first is read what Napoleon Hill said is the cure for what we need to be mindful of as we begin to do that. I'd like to have our audience either go on mute or there's a noise of some sort on the line with either somebody on speaker. So in order for our listening audience to hear everything that we're discussing, I'm going to need that to somebody to either go on mute or come off the speaker. Thank you all so very much. Right now I'm going to read a little bit about what he says you can do. How to prevent yourself against negative influences. To protect yourself against, and right now I am reading, I want to orient those of us who have the books, we're on page 263. How to protect yourself against negative influences. To protect yourself against negative influences, whether of your own making or the result of the activities and thoughts of negative people around you, recognize that you have willpower and put it into constant use until it builds a wall of immunity against negative influences in your own mind. Recognize the fact that you and every other human being are by nature lazy, indifferent, and susceptible to all suggestions that harmonize with your weaknesses. Recognize that you are by nature susceptible to all the six basic fears and set up habits for the purpose of counteracting all these fears. Recognize that negative influences often work on your thought, your subconscious mind. Therefore, they are difficult to detect and keep your mind closed against all people who depress or discourage you in any way. Isn't that powerful? Wow, for those of you who may be following along in our book, I think that he has really said a mouthful there in reference to how we perceive what people say to us and how we can block those things once we've determined that things or people that we are around are negative. We need to make different choices and set separate goals and maybe apart from theirs. We may have liked them, we may have really gotten along with them at the time, but the reality is, are they really being an asset to our lives at this stage? So I really think that he's really set a mouthful and something that we need to take into consideration as we look at that. If you go a little further down in the middle of the book, it says self-analysis test questions. This is where I'd like Ms. McNeil to join in with us. Tasha, can you make sure that Ms. McNeil is available on the line and that she's off hold so that she may join us this morning on this part of the discussion? And we're on page 264, and we're in the self-analysis test questions. And I'd like you to kind of lead us a little bit in this discussion. I'd like some of our other listening audience, if you have something that you'd like to share as we go through, please raise your hand by pressing 1, and our technician will notice, and she and Natasha will put you in the discussion with us. Thank you all so very much. Ann?
Nefreda, what page are you on, please?
264.
Okay, now what's the question?
Self-analysis test questions. I didn't know you were not, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were not able to hear us. Well, I was sharing with the audience after I read what he thinks is that how to protect yourself against negative influences. I want to go into the self-analysis test questions so that our audience can participate by writing down some of the things that they may see as we go through these questions and also have a in-depth discussion about them as we go through. He has quite a few here. I'm not sure we'll get through them all, but I believe we'll have a wonderful and great start on how to kind of go through and cure some of those fears that are so prevalent that he talks about those things. So if you would help us with that discussion on page 264 with the self-analysis questions, we'd like to get into that.
Okay, Nefreda, what I'd like to suggest then in that case is I'd like to encourage our listening audience, excuse me, to chime in, because what we would like to have in regards to the questions and answers is dialogue from the listening audience so that we can get their input. And I think some of our members from Palm Beach Life Planners are listening. I'm not able to get into the back room, so Natasha would be able to have, she could see the numbers, phone numbers. But the first question says, do you complain often of feeling bad? And if so, what is the cause? And I can only speak for myself as it relates to this question. And actually, I really aspire to never complain. And those who know me know, I mean, I've had my car wrecked by a friend. I've been ill at times. I've had a lot of money stolen from me. I've gone through many, many challenges in my life, which are opportunities to grow. And through every single one of them, I look for the good. And sometimes it's very hard to find, but diligently do I seek the face of God in every single situation in my life. And as far as do you complain often of feeling bad, and if so, what's the cause? No, I don't personally. Now, Nafreda, I don't know about you and Natasha and Imelda, if you have a response to that question in terms of feeling bad, but personally, I don't. If you have a comment, we'll listen to the comment. If not, we'll go to the next question.
Actually, no, I don't suffer from this. I think masterminding for as long as we have, we've probably overcome that first question to some degree, but I do understand the question because we need to be mindful that there may be some people on the line that may still be going through that for whatever reason. And so we want to hear from you again. Like, let me share with you again. If you are on the line, I see several additional callers, but their hand is not up to participate in the call. So in order for us to know you have a comment or you'd like to share and get into the discussion, you would need to press 1 on your phone, and then Natasha will be able to see that there is a call that would like to be a part of the discussion she will put you in. Right now, you're all on hold. So if we have any callers that would like to be a part, please push 1 on your phone so that Natasha may add you into the call. Thank you all so very much. And we can go to the next question.
Hi, Nafreda.
Yes.
We have Imelda wanted to go ahead and chime in to your question that you had. Go ahead, Imelda.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi, good morning. In reference to the question, do you often complain, feel bad? There are times when I complain, but
I'm sorry to hear your name, please.
Yeah,
name,
I can't. Email the speaking. Is somebody on speaker? And if you're on speaker, we're not going to be able to. You're not coming through clear. It's being very distorted. So I need you to get somewhere where there's not a lot of friction between the phone. So if you can. Either put your phone off of mute.
So can we get her name, please, Nafreda?
Imelda.
Okay, thank you.
Imelda.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I apologize. In reference to the question about do you often complain, there have been times where I've complained and realized that, you know, if you determine how your day is going to go every day. And I often encourage people that, but I used to complain so much. And now being a part of Call to Conquer with Masterminders have really been a blessing to me because every day, every week we have to connect with each other about our goals and our dreams and often encourage each other. Even throughout the day, if we're having issues, we call each other and encourage each other. So I often now, what I do is I get a David spirit in me. I pull out my affirmation, and I have little notes on my desk to remind myself to always be encouraging that you, only you have the power to control how your day is going to go, what's going to happen in your life, and you have to think positive. So there are times when I used to complain a lot, but I thank God today that I don't do it as often as I do. And when I do, I recognize it, that it is because of me first. It starts with me first. So I just encourage myself, or I call a friend, or I text a friend, or ask someone to pray for me, and it's very encouraging. And I really, really focus now more on being positive. When I get up in the morning, I read my affirmation, I read scriptures, I encourage myself, I do confessions to help myself to stay focused. So I just wanted to add that.
Thank you so much, Imelda. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Imelda. I want to thank you for that for myself, too, because when you mentioned how you used to be, you reminded me, and I really appreciate that, that one of the reasons why for myself, just like yourself in coming through that, I used to be, and going back in a past tense, life prior to masterminding, so negative, and not so negative, but complaining to the point of where people would see me coming and go the other way. And so, you know, over reading this book over and over and over again and utilizing many of the principles that we use in masterminding for the last, I would say, probably at least 30-plus years, every day in every way, our desire is to get better and better. So thank you for that. So we go on to the next question. Do you find fault with other people at the slightest provocation? And so I think most of us can agree that no matter how hard we try, even though we are as human can be, that we probably all, to some extent, if you want to take degrees from a measure of 1 to 10, can relate to this question. If you have any comments from anybody regarding this question.
Yes, you do. This is Nefreda speaking. And it relates to, do you find fault with other people at the slightest provocation? I mean, that is like something I found myself doing quite often, and not looking at myself and looking at what is the common denominator of something that's happening. Is it constant? And the answer has to be yes. So I had to re-look at how I was judging that and what kind of thought pattern I had behind that and why was I doing that. It was because we don't want to find fault in ourselves. I found that to be the common denominator. We just don't want to find fault in ourselves, and we want to be we need to be our first critics, but also the ones the first to give ourselves praise in some degrees, because it also helps us to elevate the way we think about ourselves, which then elevates how we think about others. So I must say that this question really hits home, and it also helps you to really reevaluate where you are with that and have you overcome that to some degree, or have you overcome it completely. So, yeah, and I have to agree with that second question in terms of it's really impactful to make you do some serious reevaluation about how you view things as they go, as they come to you each day, day by day.
You know, Nefreda, one of my favorite,
uh-huh.
Right, one of my favorite books speaks to the fact that sometimes, you know, we can see the speck in someone else's eye, but we cannot see that boulder in our own eye, and that's one of the
exactly.
things that comes to mind when I see it.
Correct. That is so.
Okay, now we'll go to the next question. It says, do you frequently make mistakes in your work, and if so, why? And I'll be the first to say yes on that. And for me, I meet a lot of people, and one of the mistakes that I find that I make, and I'm constantly working on this, and that is poor follow-up and poor follow-through. And if you stop and think about it, every single one of us, regardless of what we do for a living, we're selling. We're either selling ourselves, or we're selling an idea, or we're selling our employees or our employer or our friends or coworkers or family members. We're constantly selling them on the ideas that we have and the actions that we'd like to see them take. And so when we talk about mistakes in our work, and I'd also like to add in our home and personal life, and if so, why? Anybody else have any comments regarding that?
Yes, I must say that mistakes at work, I try to make those as few as possible. But even though I make a conscious effort to do that, sometimes they happen because my focus is off. And I'm trying to do several things at once without giving myself some time management, organizing. We just jump out there, and I really think that going back over this book, just the affiliation with my group and all the other things helped me to really stay focused on these things that mean a lot to my livelihood. And while our jobs are wonderful, I think that the additional streams of income are also excellent as well, because it really helps you to refocus, and you have to be organized. So therefore, I think that your organizational skills helps you to, you know, to cut down on the mistakes that you make, but they do come. But it does help you to cut down on them. So I would say, Anne, that would have to be my comment on in reference to just staying busy, but also organizing your busyness. And I must say that IMA and the way that we do things through the 10 areas of our lives is definitely a way to organize all the things that you do.
Hi, Nefreda. We got Jackie who wants to go ahead and chime in. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Welcome to IMA Blog Talk Radio Show.
I wanted to comment on in the workplace, well, just in general, and I find that procrastination is one of the things that comes up for me in my life and in my work environment, whatever, is putting things off to a fault. Instead of thinking action first, but thinking about when I'll do it later. And so I find that is one of the biggest challenges for me in my day-to-day.
Wow. Now, that's something that I think all of us, Jackie, kind of shy away from, is that word procrastination, because we don't like to be deemed as such. But the reality is that we all have that procrastination portion of our lives that we don't want to deal with. But you are so, so right. And thank you so much for bringing that point out to our audience, because I think that is so key in terms of the things that we do and deal with on a day-to-day basis. So really, I thank you so much. Would you like to stay along with us on the call?
Well, let me just say just something else too that came to mind just now about that too, is that since I am a mastermind, and one of the major things, one of the major tenets there is action.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Coming up with things and action. And so for me, because I am so prone to procrastinate, that one of the things that masterminding is assisting me with is action. And which means you can't keep putting stuff off if you want to move forward with the goals and plans that we have in place. So for me, that's where the Thinking Grow Rich and the principles that we espound come into play for me, because action is one of the main things. If you're not, and the groups help you with that action. So for me, that's one of the important things that has come out for me in terms of mastermind. And I'll be around, and I'm going to stay on, and if I have another comments, I'll ring in again.
Thank you so much, Jackie. We appreciate you, and thank you so much for bringing that point out.
Ms. Nefreda Thomas, I have Imelda Wallace who wants to go ahead and chime in as well. Imelda, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm so glad that Jackie brought up the word procrastination, because that has been a busy, I've been busy with procrastination for a long time. I can say that I have been a part of IMA for years, but I did not really get busy about my business until last year. And I thank God for Nefreda, our leader of the group, that continued to press us and to encourage us daily. There were times when I would not have my reports ready to be on the call, and it was because I was not ready, because I procrastinated. And now I've come to the point where I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be on the call without having my report done, or being able to report in about things that I've accomplished or that I didn't accomplish. And even also at work, there are times I'm sitting at work, I can complete one task, and then I think drift off and do something else, and I say, no, I have to encourage myself, look, you can get this done now and have it done. Don't procrastinate. If you complete it now, and there are times like my boss will ask me to do something, but I haven't completed my work, and that's because I procrastinated. I didn't do what I needed to do. So Now I focus more on completing what's in front of me. Therefore, if I'm asked to do something else, then I won't feel like they're interfering with my time or when I'm at work to work in the first place. So that word procrastination has really, I've really been dealing with that lately. And often in my prayer time, I pray that, Lord, please don't allow me to procrastinate and just complete every task and do what I'm supposed to do, because I want to be a better steward in every area of my life, not just my finances, but even in the workplace, every organization that I'm a part of. I want to be accountable, you know, and I want to be a better steward, so I have always added that to my prayer life. So thank you, Jackie, for reminding me about that word.
Thank you so much, Imelda. I really appreciate your comments, and they're so true, and I think that a lot of our listeners can identify with that procrastination, and it's something that we want to work on. Ann, are you still there? Before we go back into the next question, are there any more comments, Natasha, that we have on the line? I'd like to give a station break and for you to give us a little brief commercial and tell us a little bit about how to call in, how to be a part of the call, and give out the numbers and the website again, please.
Okay, you are listening to IMA. We are exploring the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com, /masterminders. You can listen to this and other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling into the show, 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1, or you can also join us in the chat room, or you can log on through your Facebook account. For more information about IMA, International Masterminders Association, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or on the Facebook, International Mastermind Association. Follow us by linking our page. And the name of the book, again, is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, Restored and Revised by Napoleon Hill.
Thank you so much, Natasha. And we can go ahead and resume. I think that the next question was, are you sarcastic and offensive in your conversation? Wow, that's a big one. Do we have anybody that would like to weigh in on that? I can only speak for myself. And I must say that a lot of my conversations, I am a little sarcastic sometimes. And I think it's because I'm always feeling either attacked or offended, and it's not even the case. So I've been trying to curtail that, change that, identify it before it takes place so that I have a better handle on my conversation to other people and watch what I'm saying and how I respond, because it can be offensive in some cases to the other person or in the conversation that you're having. So I make it a habit to try to watch that. Does anybody else have any feelings on it or comments and experiences they would like to share? If not, we can go on to the next question. Ms. McNeil, are you still on the call with us?
Now, Fred, I'd like to ask if you would not mind sharing your story about how you first got involved with masterminding when we went to tea that night, because I think that this is a point that is very appropriate for people to understand. With their listening to us and listening to the persons that we are today, but if you go back to who we were 5, 10, 15, 20, and for some of us longer than that, people may be able to relate to that person, maybe not this person.
Amen. I wasn't really sure if we wanted to do that, but I really do not mind sharing. Thank you for opening up the door to do that. I must admit, ladies and gentlemen, if I look back, when I was 26 years old, Miss McNeil and my mother were inseparable. And they were very close. And for some reason, I really felt as though she was taking my mom from me, if you will. and I didn't really have her as much, when that really was not the case, because my mother really had me involved with her, with everything that she did. God bless her. And Miss McNeil saw the need for my mother to get some assistance with me. And because I was living at home with my mom, to give you an idea of my mindset, I had two kids, not married. One of my daughters, I think Cal may have been 7, and Samantha may have been 2. And if that old, I don't think Samantha was 2 yet. And we were all living at home with my mom in her house. I had a job. I didn't feel like I needed to move out. I mean, I'll be my mama forever. You know, I ain't going nowhere. You know, not realizing that my daughters needed their own. They needed to feel like they belonged to a home, not grandma's house. And I just didn't see all of that at that time. And so Anne took it upon herself to invite me out. She told me she was taking me to dinner, actually. Or, yeah, meet at a restaurant. I said, that's right, meet you at a restaurant. I mean, let's eat. So I get there. I meet her there and whatnot. And she says, would you like something to drink? I said, yeah. I'm thinking this is going to be the first part. Now, what's the second part? So, actually, she only took me out for tea. So that's the first thing that set me off. So I sat there for a while, and she began to talk. And she asked me, Nefreda, you know, where do you see yourself? The first question that she asked in our conversation, because I really didn't know why she called me there. She said, where do you see yourself going from here? That was the question that she asked. And my response was, oh, I'm going home and getting to bed after I leave here. You know, I really was not there. I was not there at all. And so that's how far my mind was from reality, if you will, when that question was asked. And all Anne did was kind of put her hand up, her face in her hand, like, yeah, this is going to be a while. It's going to take a minute. So I sat there. I listened. I did listen, but did not receive it at all when I first heard it. And then she offered me she purchased a copy of Think and Grow Rich, like she often did for so many people, and she gave me the book and asked me to begin to read it. And I told her, I don't need to read no books. I don't read. I don't this. I don't that. Oh, I was something else. And so I took the book home, and I threw the book up underneath my bed. And I was very offended, didn't want to. I was feeling like she thought she was all this. She had this big old house and blah, 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 blah. And so she's going to try to dictate to me, and then I'm home with my mom. I'm going to be fine, blah, blah, blah. I mean, and it just goes on and on and on. But needless to say, curiosity doesn't always kill the cat. It kind of brings it back, gives it another life. So I pulled the book from up underneath the bed. I read the first page. I read the second page. I read the third page. I read the fourth page. And about after the seventh or tenth page, I began to realize that I had not really tapped into who I was, because, you know, the first chapter is about desire. And I really did not tap into who I was or what I wanted to become, not realizing that what I had become, I was more than what I had allowed myself to become at that time. And so, you know, and the story goes on. I could really go on and go on and go on, but I am going to stop there. I think that's the part that Anne was trying to get you all, get everybody to see, that we don't all start from the same place, and that you can get to where you want to be, but you got to first start from where you are. And I just started from where I was. And through reading the book, the first couple of chapters or the first couple of pages for me really sparked me to want to speak to her again. But, of course, I went to her with attitude. Of course, I went to her not in a receptive mode, but I went just the same. So I give God praise for giving me this opportunity to share that portion of my story. My story is a little bit longer, but I'm going to stop right there to allow some other things to be discussed. Anne, you can take it from there.
All right, thank you, Fred. And I just wanted to have you share that, because we do have
many people who in time will download this show and will listen to it a day, a week, a month, and years later. And we really want people to understand the power of the mastermind concept and what can happen in your life if you have a desire, and how to defeat the devil in our mind, body, and spirit by having a definite chief purpose and a goal in your life, not the life of your family, friends, and coworkers, but having the beginning of a strategic life plan and a purpose and a vision for your own life. And oftentimes that starts with a desire for a better quality of life. So we'll go on to page 265. And the next question is, do you deliberately avoid the association of anyone? And if so, why? Anybody? Any response?
Oh, yes. Definitely. Imelda can also chime in on this, and I'm going to chime in first. It says, do you deliberately avoid the association of anyone? And if so, why? Yes, I do avoid the association of quite a few people I used to associate with in the past, simply because goals have changed, desires have changed, situations have changed, and so therefore we have changed. And if we don't recognize negative influences or people in our lives, we run the risk of allowing what they think and feel to become of what we think and feel. Because association definitely brings about assimilation. And I want to assimilate myself with people who are going to help elevate me to where I want to be. And that is why allowing in our groups, in our mastermind groups, we allow this, we draw by the spirit, or the spirit is drawn, the spirits are drawn to us that are of like minds and like spirits. If there is there's no mix in the water, two that don't match cannot walk together, unless if they're in disagreement. And that is not just true for a married couple, but it's true for any relationship that you have. Except they cannot walk together except to agree. So I really, really want to have people expound or think about this question, because I think that a lot of times we're caught up in relationships and people that we don't realize that they are toxic. We don't realize that we're not growing, not moving, we're still in this, we're almost like in a circle, because we are around situations and people that do not allow us to grow. I just met a young lady the other day who I brought a part of my business, and I told her, I said, well, go ahead, right around here. She said, no, because these people right here are not going to take me serious. She said, so therefore, I have to go to another group of people to do, you know, certain things. I was really surprised to hear her say that. She's about 22 years old, and she said, you know, everybody that's around me, I don't really want to be around because I need to make some better choices. And so that really stuck with me to hear it come from that young lady the other day, and that she's aware that, you know, certain things around you are toxic. So, yes, I definitely deliberately, for that purpose, I deliberately remove myself from certain relationships and people.
Okay, Nefertah, I'd like to go, if it's okay, I'd like to go back to the epilogue, How to Outwit the Six Ghosts of Fear, and I'd like to read something from page
Wonderful. What page are you on?
239. And I just would like to read this into the listening ear of our listening audience, just to have a little appreciation for why we're going through these questions. Napoleon Hill says, before you can put any portion of Thinking Grow Rich, the Thinking Grow Rich philosophy, into successful use, your mind must be prepared to receive it. The preparation is not difficult. It begins with study, analysis, and an understanding of three enemies which you shall have to clear out. These are indecision, doubt, and fear. The sixth sense will never function while these three negatives, or any one of them, remains in your mind. The members of this unholy trio are closely tied. Where one is found, the other two are close at hand. Indecision is the seedling of fear. And remember this as you read this book. Indecision crystallizes doubt. The two blend and become fear. This blending process often is slow. This is one reason why these three enemies are so dangerous. They germinate and grow. without their presence being observed. The remainder of this chapter describes an end which must be attained before the thinking growth philosophy as a whole can be put into practical use. It also analyzes a condition which reduced large numbers of people to poverty, and it states a truth which must be understood by all who would accumulate riches, whether measured in terms of money or a state of mind, are of greater value than money. So I just wanted to just read that, Nefreda, because it's so vitally important. We're not going to be able to get through all of the questions because the questions go on and on and on and on. And I think that this is a really, really, really good exercise for every mastermind group that's a part of the International Mastermind Association to just sparingly include as a part of your mastermind meeting. There's a set of questions on page 267. It asks, how much time out of every 24 hours do you devote to your occupation? Sleep, play, relaxation, acquiring useful knowledge, pain, playing, waste. And when you just, you know, just tick through some of these questions, you know, it helps us to learn how to have a better quality of life as we aspire to move toward our goals and utilizing our actions and plans. So I just wanted to just mention that and just encourage us to do that. I know the show is only an hour, and actually it's about 10 minutes to the hour now, and we've only gone through about four or five questions so far. So as you can see, it's easy to just look at your own life and really, really do some self-analysis, which is one of the reasons why we do our self-analysis survey prior to any meeting that we have, because the whole process of masterminding is looking at yourself and being held accountable by a group of people, you know, to just ensure that you're meeting your goals. So with that, Nefreda, I'll turn the program back over to you, and I'm signing
all
out.
Right.
Thank you so much
for that comment, Anne, and thank you for reading that for us to help us to understand why we're going through these questions and why it's so important. Natasha, I see that we have some callers that have been on hold to make a comment that have their hand up. I lost one caller while Anne was speaking. Caller, if you're still listening, please call back in so that we'll be able to allow you to make a comment. There's another young lady holding as well. If Natasha will check with them and have them to come back on the call, I'd like to allow them to speak if they'd like to. I'd like to go to the next question while she's doing that and get any comments or share. It says, do you suffer frequently with indigestion? If so, what is the cause? I'm wondering what is he saying there in that particular question. If I have anyone that would like to chime in, please share your thoughts. Natasha, do you have something you'd like to share? Natasha? Do we have
yes,
a caller?
Yes, I have Imelda who wants to go ahead and make a comment.
Okay.
Go ahead, Imelda.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Yes,
yes.
We can.
Yes. I wanted to go back, Fred, I apologize. I know you've gone to the next question, but I'd like to go back when we were talking about in our things, you know, we have to make decisions in our minds, and every morning I have to renew my mind because we can be our worst enemy. Although we talked about being around certain people and different people, but even within ourselves sometimes could cause a hindrance to moving forward in those things, completing our goals and our dreams, because we get caught up with things that happened to us in the past, so we allow our minds to go back to things that we've experienced before. And so daily our minds have to be renewed, and I think it helps that if we read our affirmations, when we stay connected with our groups, it's important. I think it's important to be a part of a group because it helps to encourage you, and it's accountability to continue to move forth in your dreams and your goals. Oftentimes, I didn't want to get on the call, like I said before, because I wasn't prepared and I wasn't ready. But I thank God that I've passed that stage. I look forward to getting on the line. You know, we pray, we give our testimonies, and it's so encouraging once we get off the phone. And sometimes my call is for an hour. We end up on the phone for an hour and 30 minutes. So we have to, I believe that, you know, we have to renew our minds daily and look at our goals, not just when we get on the call or when we meet with our groups, but daily, because it helps us to stay focused.
Thank you so much for that, Imelda. And I really would like to take this portion of the call, since we don't have a whole lot of time. We've got about a good 8 to 5 minutes left, and we'd like to share, you know, about a little bit about what we're going to be doing next week, as well as sharing a little bit about, you know, ourselves a little bit more. Again, this is our first show on with you all, and I just wanted to thank you all so very much for joining us, and also for having some patience as we go through this morning. It's all new to us. We're all very excited, and we're so thankful for all the callers that have called in this morning. Thank you all. You may not have made comments, but you're still on here listening to us this morning. We thank you so much. We're hoping that some of the things that we may have shared or discussed have been a blessing to you and have had you to think about some things, and also to give you a little bit more insight about Mastermind and what we do and how we do it for each other. I really wanted to kind of piggyback off of what Ann said and talked about how we're not going to be able to even begin to implement the Mastermind process until we remove some of these things and thoughts in our lives and begin to make some room for some more positive things as we move forward. So I'd like to thank Ms. McNeil for her comments this morning and her involvement in our show and helping us along as we move forward and prepare for next week's show, which I'd like to talk a little bit about. Next week we're going to be going to the back to the beginning. We're going to be discussing desire, which is also a major part of how you're going to function. And you need to determine what do you really want? That is the question you have to ask yourself and determine, am I working toward that? If I'm not, what do I need to do or change to make that happen? And I believe that IMA is a wonderful option to explore to find out if you can do that and if you are ready for that kind of move. I believe that it is. It's taking one short step. You don't have to take a huge one, just one thing at a time to help that mindset to begin to change and get you ready for what you'd like to do. So I just want to thank everybody for joining us this morning, and I'd like to have you prepare for next week's show, and by doing that, by also inviting others to participate to be with us on next week. Again, let me give you how to get a part of us. You may also join us on the web. You may join us on Facebook. We also on Twitter. Please follow us. We're looking forward to having you all be a part of us, and more than just on the call on Saturdays, but at all times. And to join us via the web, it is www.internationalmasterminders.com is our website, and that's the website to find out more about our organization and the information to find out on how to get on these calls on Saturday mornings at 8 is www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. And the phone number to call in if you are not going to be able to be online with us is 661-554-9219. 661-554-9219. We still have a few minutes. If you'd like to join us and make a comment on our show today, please feel free to push 1 so you'll have a question or a comment. Is our president still with us? If she is, would she like to make a comment or a question?
Yes, I'm here. I just want to make closing comments to let our listening audience know that we mastermind in 10 different areas of our life. And if you're wondering, what is masterminding? Masterminding is simply a small group of people, usually from 3 to maybe 10 or 15, that get together on a regular basis to serve as an accountability on the goals and dreams and visions for each other. And we mastermind regularly, which could be in person or by phone, for a regular period of time, usually an hour or so, and that can be once or twice or as often as you desire on a weekly basis, preferably, or even monthly. And what we do is we mastermind our lives for our goals for 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and for some of us, even longer in terms of how we would like to see a legacy lived or a legacy left of our lives, say 100 years from now. What would you like to have said about you 100 years from now? And we mastermind, as Natasha told us earlier, in 10 different areas of our lives. That includes spiritual, family, financial, education, health, personal development, business or career, recreation, creativity, and civic. And with that being said, Nefreda, thank you so very much. You've done a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show, and we're all looking forward to hearing from Call to Conquer for the next 3 Saturdays. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ann, for that vote of confidence. Again, thank you all so much for your patience and your understanding, and also joining us this morning and being such loyal listeners. It is really a blessing to have the listeners that we have and have them listen to us on a regular basis, continuous. And we just thank you for the support. Please, again, check out us on our website, www.internationalmastermind.com, to find out more about our organization and what we do. Thank you so much for that explanation, and our audience definitely needed to hear that. So that they're more aware of what we do and how we do it. And I just want to share that, again, all of us started out in different areas and different levels, and we're all elevating ourselves to what we'd like to see become of our lives. And remember, this is definitely an individual journey for each person, and your individual goals are what's important. What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? It does not matter whether somebody else agrees with it. It is what makes you happy. It is what gives you a full and fulfilled life, and that's what we want to accomplish through the Mastermind Way and through the Mastermind concept. And we're so thankful for Napoleon Hill and what he did so many years ago, writing this book that is still the number one bestseller today in reference to helping people to become better at the lives that they live. So, again, I want to thank our listening audience. I'd like to have each one of my co-hosts make a comment at this time. Natasha, would you give us some closing comments and then email? But thank you both so much.
We have about 1 minute and 20 seconds left. I just wanted to say this, the show, I'm loving. This is my first time doing this. And somebody already saw it before I did, and I must thank her for that, as well as Mastermind has been so awesome to me. When I remember when I first started and where I am now, it's growth. Thank you so much, Nefreda. Go ahead, Imelda.
So I've listened in oftentimes before as other groups have done the show, and I was a little nervous and excited because it's my first time being a part of hosting the show. But I really enjoyed my time today with all the comments and questions and with my group, and I look forward to the next Saturdays that we have together. So thank you, everyone.
Thank you both so much for your comments.
Again, our listeners, thank you so much. We're about to sign off. Thank you all. We look forward to you again. We look forward to you again joining us on next Saturday. On next Saturday at 8 a.m. And Natasha, would you please give them the information again on how to log in?
You are on the computer. I am going to look. And what you can do is www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or call in